Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news at 8 o'clock, a rough morning on the Durham Freeway with big delays in both directions. We'll tell you how bad it is and which exits to avoid.
And it's a colder start this morning. Skies are clear, but we've started off near freezing in most places. I'll show you how much colder it will be over the next couple of days.
All Durham Public Schools bus routes will be open this morning. Coming up, how this is coming after dozens of routes were out of service yesterday.
Plus, we're hearing from the families of the U.S. soldiers who were killed in the drone strike in Jordan. The mom of one soldier shares about her 23-year-old daughter and the loving person she was. We're welcoming you in here straight up 8 o'clock right now on your Tuesday, a chilly Tuesday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Thanks for joining us. Yeah, I didn't grab the sneakers this morning. I grabbed the Ugg boots because I'm like, it's a cold morning out there.
Probably a good call.
Yes, and I grabbed my jacket. I know Elizabeth did, too. She's in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look over Southern Pines. A little cold for golf this morning.
Yes, yeah, and some frost out there on the greens, it looks like, as well. That's going to melt. We're going to see a nice afternoon. Lots and lots of sunshine, as you can see here. Our temperature, though, has been down near freezing across most of the viewing area. Our winds have been light this morning, so we haven't had any wind chill to deal with, fortunately. It's now 35 in Fayetteville and 34 in Clinton, but still 32 over in Southern Pines, 33 Goldsboro and Rocky Mountain. And we're in the 20s up around Roxborough and South Hill. Our temperature is around 10 to 15 degrees colder this morning than this time yesterday, so that's noticeable. We also have a weak system that's going to come swinging through to bring us some rain late tonight into early tomorrow. We'll walk through the timeline for you. Starting at about 5 o'clock this evening, you can see increasing clouds for us across the region. By the time we get to, say, 1 or 2 a.m., we start to see the rain spreading across the region. There's 6 a.m., and you can see just some light rain during the morning commute. It starts to taper off right around lunchtime, and it'll be gray for the remainder of the day. A pretty cool day for us yesterday, or excuse me, tomorrow as well. For today, temperatures near normal with highs in the low 50s. Some mild temperatures toward the end of the week. I'll show you. Coming up, Brian.
It's 8:02. Let's show you those backups on the Durham Freeway. We've had a crash on 885 southbound right around Ellis Road for much of the morning commute. We are still working to get that one cleared. You can see that Durham police are on the scene as well as a tow truck. Lanes are open in both directions, but between the slowdowns because of the activity there in the median on the southbound side and then the onlooker delays on the northbound side, you can see those big backups. First of all, on the northbound side, about a 17-minute delay between I-40 up toward Ellis Road. And on the southbound side, you're looking at a 25 to 30-minute delay. The backups begin right around the US 70 or Miami Boulevard exit there and extend all the way through 147 down toward Ellis Road. If you can pick up 885 in either direction from the Ellis Road exit, you'll be in good shape heading northbound or southbound on 885 this morning. If you're getting ready to head out right now, listen to us on the radio in Durham at 96.5 FM as our coverage continues there. All new, a crash reported on Western Boulevard at Varsity Drive with some pretty heavy delays there through the NC State campus beginning on the westbound side around Avant Ferry Road and on the eastbound side between 440 and Gorman Street, looking at some heavy backups as you head through that area. Also new, reports of a crash on 85 northbound right around NC 86 in the Hillsborough area. We're seeing some building delays heading from Hillsborough out to Durham this morning. About a 5-minute backup showing up on sensors.
All right. Thank you, Brian. All bus routes are covered for Durham Public Schools this morning. It comes after dozens of routes were canceled yesterday, and the district asked parents to bring their kids to school if possible. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is in Durham this morning, and Kelsey, bus routes will cover this afternoon as well. A big relief for so many people.
Michelle, it sure is. So DPS sent out a notice about an hour and a half ago that says that all of the routes will be covered. And this lot here behind me, the bus depot doesn't even have any buses in it because most of those students are off to school now. And this comes after 25 routes were not running yesterday. The district says staffing challenges are what caused this. We're working to find out if that was related to the recent pay issues with the district. We've been staying on top of this staff problem that's led to less routes. DPS requests for parents to find another way to get their students to and from school at least four times in the past 2 weeks. I checked in with the district in the last 30 minutes or so, and they say that the routes are covered for both the morning and the afternoon, but we'll keep you posted if any routes will be impacted tomorrow. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Durham.
A woman is dead after she was hit by a car while trying to cross the street in Cary. Police say a driver hit 37-year-old Amy DeLetter while she was crossing North Harrison Avenue near Hillsborough Road about 6:30 last night. She later died at the hospital. The driver who hit her is 82-year-old Richard Yoniaka. He remained at the crash scene and was cooperative with investigators. He's now facing a charge of misdemeanor death by motor vehicle.
The Apex community is remembering the lives of two women who were killed in a neighborhood shooting earlier this month. Hundreds gathered at the town hall complex last night for a vigil to honor the memories of Nancy Taylor and Gabrielle Raymond. The women died on January 15th in a shooting in the South Walk neighborhood. Police say another man who lived in the community, former U.S. Army Captain Harry Hardman, shot and killed them. Community members who gathered for the vigil Monday night did not focus on the circumstances of their deaths. Instead, they shared the stories of two incredible women who had a big impact on the people around them.
Her love of her family and friends was evident in her day-to-day life, and even more exemplified during a holiday, birthday, vacation, or really any special occasion.
She mentioned that one of her favorite things to do was to pray. And our faith is probably the only thing carrying us through this horrible time.
Nancy Taylor moved to Apex 3 years ago to be closer to her grandsons. Gabrielle Raymond's parents told WREL their daughter was a chemical engineer who worked at RTI. And we've also learned that Hardman's landlord has filed a lawsuit against him. The lawsuit says there are bullet holes all over the townhome on Brussels Drive. The landlord says there's other damage throughout the home as well, and that Hardman killed his dog inside the home. Hardman is in the Wake County Jail under two counts of murder and animal cruelty.
Some of the people who live near the new city bus rapid transit line along Newbern Avenue in Raleigh are not happy about the city's plans for that area. Tonight, they tell WREL they plan to speak out about it. WREL's Laura Levine is in right near Wake Med in Raleigh. And Laura, today's hearing comes after there was a big turnout for a community meeting on the rezoning.
Yeah, there is some opposition on this, Jeff. Good morning. Right now, we are right along Newbern Avenue across the street from Wake Med. Behind me, you can see that there is currently a Go Raleigh bus station. This will become the new bus rapid transit line, just one of 10 stops around this time next year. We'll see that. And it's actually the area around this stop that we're talking about that the city wants to rezone. This is a look at the groundbreaking for when construction began in November of some of the renderings for Raleigh's first bus rapid transit line. The bus line will take people from downtown Raleigh to eastern Wake County. City leaders are considering a rezoning plan for higher density development along this corridor. More than 1,000 residents, business owners, transit riders, elementary, high school, and college students have all participated in this planning effort. Their recommendations include more housing and employment opportunities along Newbern Avenue, more affordable housing, more walkability, improving safety for pedestrians and cyclists, and preserving the historic Black neighborhood in this area. Opponents believe that the high density rezoning for taller buildings will force existing historic African-American neighborhoods and businesses out of the area. So today there will be an opportunity for these opponents to speak for about an hour, and also supporters of the rezoning plan, they can speak for an hour as well. We'll have that following the meeting, which begins at 7 p.m. Laura Levine, WREL News. We're live in Raleigh.
Families of the three U.S. service members who were killed in a drone strike in Jordan are sharing their grief. One of the people was killed was Army Reserve Specialist Brianna Moffitt. The soldier's mother says the 23-year-old planned to reenlist. This was Moffitt's first deployment.
She was my firstborn. And she was always there for, like, everybody.
Yes, she was.
She loved her friends. She loved her family. And she was just so amazing. Just so amazing.
And Moffitt was also studying to be a realtor and going to school for a medical career as well. And Specialist Kennedy Sanders and Sergeant William Rivers also died in that drone strike. All three soldiers lived in Georgia and were assigned to Fort Moore. Dozens of other soldiers were hurt. Officials believe U.S. forces may have mistaken an enemy drone for an American one and let it pass into the base. And new details in a Raleigh deadly crash weeks into the investigation after a driver was caught speeding 60 miles over the speed limit, what he admitted to police.
Plus, a local high schooler was hired by Duke to help with a new science project. He explains quantum computing and how it can help engineers of the future.
And it's a nice day today, starting cold this morning, but we climbed to 53 for this afternoon. It will be cooler tomorrow due to clouds and rain. I'll walk you through the timeline for tomorrow's rain and show you how much we'll see. It's 8:12. Grab the coat heading out the door this morning. It's nice and bright out there, but temperatures are still in the low to mid 30s right now, even some 20s near the Virginia line. We'll see some rain after midnight tonight, and it will be with us for the morning commute tomorrow, but it's going to be fairly light. I'll walk you through some of the amounts. And by the end of the week, especially Friday, we're looking at a nice little warm up in our forecast. It's also Groundhog Day. We'll talk about, so you know what the groundhogs may be seeing in terms of the rest of the winter. Goldsboro, Fayetteville, Apex, Chapel Hill, all looking beautiful. Beautiful with clear skies right now. Chapel Hill's courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. And of course, that's our newsroom right there in Fayetteville. The system that's heading our way, we typically call a clipper. Sometimes an Alberta clipper because they form in the western part of Canada and drop southward. So they don't have a real good tap of moisture. A lot of our heavy rain type systems tend to be coming across parts of Texas or at least parts of the plains. And they're able to slurp up a good bit of moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico. This one's way too far to the north. And so as you see it moving east, it's a very small line of showers moving through, starting to change over as it moves toward the Ohio Valley into a little wintry mix, but we're going to be just too warm to see that here. We'll take a look at the temperatures and the precipitation together. We'll pause it at 9 o'clock, looking at temperatures mostly in the low to mid 40s. Keep your eye on Roxboro. Roxboro tends to be our coldest spot. It will drop to 35, but it doesn't go below 35. So we're looking at just rain out of the system. That rain starts after midnight and continues on and off. There's 6 a.m. and we're looking at 36 in Roxboro to 42 in Fayetteville, upper 30s in the triangle at that point. And then we move it on ahead to closer to lunchtime. And we'll be in the 40s. Probably going to stay in the 40s for most of us. We'll see some cloudy skies during the afternoon. And again, that rain begins after midnight and continues into around lunchtime on Wednesday with a 60% chance of coverage across our area. How much rainfall total? It's probably going to be less than a quarter of an inch for most of us. So very light amounts with this system coming through. After that, we're going to dry out and warm up on Friday. Actually, looks like a really nice day. It is Groundhog Day. And if the groundhogs see their shadows, it's six more weeks of winter. And then no shadow means early spring. I feel like we haven't had a lot of winter to begin with, but it definitely looks pretty on Friday. A good chance to see the shadows there for the groundhogs. Temperatures at lunchtime in the upper 50s, and we'll see highs in the low 60s. After that, it is a little cooler for the weekend. Our best chance of rain for the next 7 days will be Wednesday. After that, we're dry and fairly mild, Brian.
It is 8:15. Right now, it's been a busy morning on the roads. Going to head out to some breaking news on Western Boulevard at Varsity Drive with a crash out there. The WRL Breaking News Tracker bringing us some live pictures from the scene there as they work to get all of that cleared. We are also seeing some big delays on the eastbound side there. There's a vehicle that you can't see in the Breaking News Tracker shot there on the right that's creating some backups on the eastbound side. On the left, that's the shot from the tower camera here at the television station at Western at Avon Ferry. You can see on that eastbound side that left lane is blocked there, heading away from Varsity Drive. A big mess there. Of course, school is in session at NC State. It gets busy there on a normal day. When you have some lanes blocked, makes it even worse. So be prepared for some backups on Western Boulevard in both directions between Avon Ferry Road and 440. Some good news in Durham. We finally have that crash cleared on 885 southbound around Ellis Road. All lanes are open now. Nothing on the side of the road to slow things down. So now we're at the point where we're getting things kind of worked out, trying to get things back to normal. As we take a look at those sensor readings, they definitely have improved, but we're still seeing some backups. On the northbound side, about an 8-minute delay on 885. On the southbound side, about a 13-minute backup, and that should see steady improvement here over the next little while. Good news in Hillsboro, it looks like that earlier crash on 85 northbound around NC 86 largely has cleared. Traffic is getting closer to normal now.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, an 11-year-old is recovering this morning after being hit by a car on South Judd Parkway with the help of Google Maps. To give you a reference point as to where this happens, South Judd Parkway, not far from South Main Street. That juvenile, according to police, was taken to the UNC Rex Hospital, and that juvenile is expected to survive. Now, police did arrest somebody in this case, Lisa Turner. She's being charged with felony hit and run, careless and reckless driving, improper use of a traffic lane. Of course, if we get any new information about this story, we'll bring it to you here in the WRAL Live Center.
All right, Ken, thank you. New this morning, Breeze Airways bringing three new nonstop flights to RDU. This morning, the airline announced new seasonal routes to Syracuse, New York, Burlington, Vermont, and Portland, Maine. Those routes will have twice weekly service starting in May. They bring the total routes offered by Breeze from RDU to 15.
A new warrant claims a driver responsible for a deadly December crash in Raleigh was going more than 60 miles per hour over the speed limit. Police say 65-year-old William Barber was speeding in his truck, going 87 miles per hour in a 25-mile-per-hour zone. Yusef Noor and Kimberly Cooper were killed. The warrants also say Barber admitted to officers he used cocaine the same day as the crash. Officers had arrested him more than 50 times. According to the Wake County Sheriff's Office, Barber suffered a medical emergency inside the Wake County Jail on January 9th and died several days later.
Dozens of dogs are recovering this morning after deputies removed them from a Chatham County property last week. The Sheriff's Office took 44 dogs from this home in the Bear Creek community. The dogs were in terrible shape, according to investigators, with many of them starved and infected with parasites. Six of them died. Their owner, Alicia Culberson, is facing 10 charges of animal cruelty. She is due in court in Pittsburgh on Thursday.
A gas leak forced some people living in Knightdale to evacuate their home last night. This happened at the Tandle Place in Knightdale. It's a rehab and health care center. There was a gas leak in the kitchen that prompted that evacuation. No one was hurt. It has been contained, and the all clear was given around 6 last night. A retired Raleigh firefighter has died after a battle with pancreatic cancer. Lieutenant Raymond Harrell passed away Sunday. Last week, dozens of firefighters and first responders in Wake County gathered for a parade to show their support and respect for Harrell. He served with the department for 30 years.
New this morning, rescue efforts are underway for a person trapped under the ice at a reservoir in Utah. According to authorities, a woman fell through the ice just before 7 o'clock last night. That man went in to rescue her. The man was able to get the woman out, but he fell in and has not been recovered. The woman was transported to a nearby hospital for treatment. Her exact condition is unknown. Police say both the man and woman are in their early 20s. They say the area where the man fell in has a steep grade about 2 feet off the bank, making rescue efforts there very difficult.
Several migrants were rescued while trying to cross the Rio Grande River into Texas. A child and three adults were rescued after they got swept up in the strong current. Members of the Texas Department of Public Safety were able to pull them into a boat and bring them to shore. Just hours earlier, two men, a woman and a toddler, also nearly drowned there. The mother and baby were rescued by the Texas National Guard in that case. It is an out-of-this-world discovery. The Webb Space Telescope catches so many new views of galaxies out there. Newly released images show 19 spiral galaxies near the Milky Way. These pictures are amazing. New galaxies range between 15 to 60 million light years from Earth. These pictures allow scientists to see the structure of clouds and gas and dust that form stars for the first time.
New this morning, a medical research collaboration could potentially save the lives of thousands of women. Researchers from 6 top cancer centers are now working together to help fund, educate, and expedite breast cancer vaccine trials. The goal is to shorten the time it takes to get vaccines to market and get them to women who need the treatment now. One trial vaccine already helped dozens of women with advanced stage breast cancer.
The bigger picture is what this could mean for breast cancer and research in general. Like, it could change everything.
There is a lot of new science that more people are involved in the process. Something that would take 30 years could be done in a 5 to 10 year period of time.
with everything.
Dr. Deesis says it's important to raise awareness and let people know this type of groundbreaking research exists, which could give more women a fighting chance against breast cancer. You can learn more about this collaboration at pinkeraserproject.org.
A smartphone app will soon use AI to help people better manage their health care. It is called Together by Renee, and it's an app that scans your pill bottles and can remind you when it's time to take your next dose. It can also scan your face and analyze your voice to detect signs of anxiety and depression. UNC Chief Data Scientist Michael Pensina says he supports advancements in AI, but still urges caution.
I strongly believe there is potential for clinical AI, but the bar is higher on a number of levels, right? The performance of these algorithms has to be thoroughly tested and found to be good and accurate, because we don't want misdiagnoses in either direction.
The app developer says it is not intended to replace your doctor and still encourages users to keep up regular visits.
A high school senior from our area is helping research the new science of quantum computing. Davis Clark is a student at Middle Creek High. He is one of 500 students recruited to tackle the complicated subject. The Duke Quantum Center hired him, giving him access to their labs. The computers could one day have the ability to do things that are near impossible right now.
Basically, better engineering of anything from cars to planes, the likes. Fluid simulations, engineering boats, and things of that nature. New materials, sustainability.
And he says benefits of the system could lead to better engineering of cars and planes. We'll be right back.
Get into your car, tuned to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Tuesday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Another busy morning out there on the roads. Brian Schrader tracking a number of backups, Brian.
We have one on Western Boulevard, just down the street from the TV station here on Varsity Drive. I'm going to take you to some live pictures from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. There on the ground on the right, you can see where they're getting ready to tow away one of those vehicles. And the view from the tower camera here at the studios on the left showing that traffic is apparently easing up a little bit, especially on that westbound side. Still, you could see some delays as you head through the NC State campus. Another crash that I'm following this morning is up on the north side of Falls Lake on 85 southbound, leaving Butner, heading down toward Durham. You're going to run into some backups as they clear a crash there. If you can pick up 85 southbound from Gate 1 Road, you'll be on the other side of those. Elizabeth.
Nice out there in terms of weather. Just on the chilly side, we take a live look at Apex, and you can see the blue sky here. Our temperatures across the area right now are hovering near freezing in most places. 30 in Lewisburg, it's 32 in Tarboro, 30 in South Hill, 33 Rocky Mount. Fayetteville is one of the warmer spots at 35 degrees. Walking the dog this morning definitely feels good to bundle up a bit, but this afternoon it'll be on the milder side with highs in the low 50s. Expect rain starting after midnight tonight. It is going to be a soggy commute tomorrow morning.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. All Durham Public School bus routes are covered this morning. 25 Durham Public Schools bus routes did not run yesterday because of staffing challenges. Last night, parents were asked to drop off their kids at school this morning. Afternoon bus routes are also covered. Next on Fox 50, how a new report shows why some of our favorite food brands are tied to prison labor. And next on Today, Donald Glover and Maya Erskine on the new Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Sun looks nice, but our temperature is still hovering around freezing in a lot of places. I'll show you why it won't be this cold tomorrow morning as the precipitation rolls in.
Today, the community has a chance to weigh in on new development along New Bern Avenue. Just ahead, the proposal that has a little bit of pushback and opposition near the bus rapid transit line.
Plus, the U.S. figure skating team is set to receive Olympic gold medals after a Russian skater was disqualified for doping. How this change could affect the status of the silver and bronze medal recipients as well. We'll get to that story coming up for you on your Tuesday morning. Thanks for sticking with us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. That's what you call worth the wait for gold.
Yeah.
Right there, certainly.
We have a gorgeous sunrise. We're enjoying this. It is cold out there, though. Elizabeth Gardner in the WR Severe Weather Center. And by tonight, this will all change again.
That's right. We're going to see cloudy skies tonight, and it'll be a wet start for us tomorrow morning. But it looks nice right now in Southern Pines. It's cold out there. It looks like there might still be a little bit of frost on some of the greens there. 32 is our current temperature. We've not had really any wind this morning, so that's been nice. We haven't had a wind chill to deal with. Temperatures have been 10 or 15 degrees colder than this time yesterday, though. Sitting at freezing in Raleigh and Durham, 33 Rocky Mount, 32 Southern Pines, 37 now in Clinton, but 27 up in Roxboro. And again, anywhere from around 10 to 15 degrees colder than this time yesterday. We're watching a fairly weak system that'll come swinging in late tonight, early tomorrow morning. We'll see the clouds thickening up this afternoon. There's 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon, so we'll start to see the clouds beginning to thicken up, increase a little bit. We'll start to see some showers, most likely right around midnight or so, and then those will continue to rotate through around that low pressure system as it sits over us during the morning. And then by lunchtime, it starts to sink southward and will begin to clear just a little bit. Hour by hour for today, our temperatures at lunchtime in the upper 40s will be in the low 50s for this afternoon with increasing clouds. Once we get past the rain tomorrow, we're dry into the weekend and we'll see a little bit of a warm up. I'll show you, Brian.
It is 8:32 right now. Going to start off with a crash on 85 southbound, leaving Butner heading into Durham. Some good news in the past couple of minutes. Looks like those sensor readings are looking a little better. Still, if you want to avoid this altogether, pick up 85 southbound from Gate 1 Road as you head down to Falls Lake and beyond. Traffic looks okay heading into Durham. Looking a lot better on 885 this morning after a crash right around the Ellis Road interchange on the southbound side. All lanes are open now that that crash is cleared, but we're still seeing some lingering delays. Looking at those sensor readings, it looks a lot closer to what we typically would see on a Tuesday morning at 8:30, with a 7-minute delay on the southbound side and a 5-minute delay on the northbound side. Just expect a little bit of a backup through there from that earlier crash. Out on Western Boulevard at Varsity Drive, we've been watching a crash out there, and we are still seeing some delays as they work to get that cleared. That eastbound side or inbound side coming in from 440 back toward Gorman Street toward Varsity Drive, that's still backed up according to the latest sensor readings, but westbound traffic is looking a lot better through there. South of Garner, watch for a crash in the clearing stages now on Old Stage Road at Swift Creek Lane. That is south of Vandora Springs Road. Still seeing some heavy delays in both directions.
All bus routes are covered for Durham Public Schools this morning. That is good news. It comes after dozens of routes were canceled yesterday. WRL's Kelsey Coffey shares the district, or what the district said to parents asking them last night to bring their kids to school this morning if possible.
DPS sent out a notice about all routes being covered on social media earlier this morning, and you can see that the lot here behind me is just about empty as most students are now in the classroom. This comes after 25 routes didn't run yesterday. This district says staffing challenges are what caused this. We're working to find out if that was related to the recent pay issues with the district. We've been staying on top of the staffing problem that's led to less routes. DPS has asked parents to find another way to get their students to and from school at least 4 times in the past 2 weeks. I reached out to the district earlier this morning, and they say that all routes are covered for both the morning and the afternoon. We'll keep you posted in case there's any issues with routes tomorrow. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Durham.
And happening now in the WRL Live Center, we're following some breaking news out of West Charlotte. This is a brand new picture into a newsroom of that scene. It happened on Tuskegee Road and Calton Lane. Apparently, several people were injured in this crash involving a bus and several vehicles. We're hearing from the scene at least 9 people were injured. They suffered minor injuries. Not sure exactly the details of how this accident happened. Of course, we're working to find that out, but this is happening in West Charlotte, a crash involving a bus and several vehicles. At least 9 people suffered minor injuries. We'll keep working the story to get any new information here in the WRA Live Center.
People who are concerned about crime in Raleigh's Glenwood South District are working with the police chief to improve safety. Business owners and community members met with Raleigh Police Chief Estella Patterson on Monday night. She told them increased police presence in the neighborhood on Fridays and weekends has cut down on crime. Illegal guns in the district remain a problem. Raleigh Police seized 61 illegal guns in the last 3 months of 2023, nearly triple what they seized in the same time period in 2022. Still, Patterson says business owners tell her they have been and seen noticeable improvements.
What they have shared with us is the traffic pattern, the reduction of the bottlenecking,
the burnouts, donuts people are doing in the parking lots here along the corridor. They say that has been tremendous.
Patterson offered the following solutions to keep order in Glenwood South: expanding the department's hospitality unit, having business owners hire credible private security, the use of metal detectors and safety cameras.
Happening today, people and businesses surrounding Raleigh's first bus rapid transit line will voice their thoughts about the city's rezoning request for the area. The New Bern Avenue BRT will connect downtown Raleigh, Wake Med, and New Hope Road with a faster bus service and dedicated bus lanes. As WREL's Laura Levine explains, a lot of people are concerned about the future of that area.
We are here along New Bern Avenue, right in front of Wake Med, where you can see there's currently a Go Raleigh bus station here. By this time next year, this will become just one of 10 bus rapid transit stops in the area. And it's actually the area around stations like this that the city is considering to rezone. Take a look at this, where you can see the groundbreaking of that construction for the new bus rapid transit line in November, and some of the renderings giving you a better idea of what this will look like. City leaders are considering a rezoning plan for higher density development along this corridor. More than 1,000 residents, business owners, transit riders, elementary, high school, and college students have participated in the planning effort. Some of their recommendations include more housing and employment opportunities along New Bern Avenue, more affordable housing, more walkability, improving safety for pedestrians and cyclists, and preserving the Black neighborhoods and the history. Opponents believe that this high-density rezoning will force existing historic African-American neighborhoods and businesses out. So there will be 1 hour for opponents to speak at this meeting, then another hour for supporters to share their thoughts. The meeting begins at 7 p.m. Laura Levine, WREL News in Raleigh.
Today, people who enjoy visiting Yates Mill Pond County Park can share their concerns about a proposed townhome development right near the park. The Blue Hill Development Company is proposing to build 60 townhomes adjacent to the park on Mid Pines Road. The developer will meet community members tonight to talk about that proposal. The meeting is happening from 4:30 to 6:30 this evening at NC State's Beef Barn Classroom on Mid Pines Road.
Today, a viewing is happening for one of four teens killed in a Johnston County crash last week. The service for Christopher Jackson is happening today from 1 to 6 p.m. at Sanders Funeral Home in Smithfield. A funeral service for the teen will happen tomorrow at 2 at Temple Baptist Church in Selma.
The families of three American soldiers who died in a drone attack in the Middle East are sharing their grief. Sergeant William Rivers, Specialist Kennedy Sanders, and Specialist Brianna Moffitt died in the attack. They were all deployed from Fort Moore in Georgia. Speaking publicly for the first time since Sunday's attack, Moffitt's mother mourned the death of her firstborn child.
She loved her friends. She loved her family. And she was just so amazing. Just so amazing.
More than 40 troops were also hurt in the attack, which the Biden administration says was sent by Iran-backed militants. The Pentagon says forces may have believed it was an American drone, allowing it to get past defenses. President Biden and military leaders say they will strike back.
We now know the 2022 U.S. figure skating team will receive Olympic gold medals. This all comes after we learned that Russian skater Kamila Valieva is disqualified for doping at the 2022 Winter Games. Take a look at this post from the U.S. figure skating team on X, saying we are extremely proud of our 2022 Olympic champions. The International Olympic Committee says it's working to organize an Olympic medal ceremony. We are not sure how the disqualification will affect silver and bronze medals. Japan finished in third and is likely to move up to second. Russia or Canada could finish in third, depending on how a rule is interpreted. Coming up, a recent discovery reveals the significance of time and labor in our state prisons. Just ahead, how our favorite foods may be tied to the hands of America's most wanted.
Well, Starbucks is adding a new flavor to spice up the season. Coming up, we'll share the inspiration behind the new olive oil blend.
Welcome back. Look at this beautiful view. You're looking live over Lake Gaston this morning. A gorgeous view, but it's chilly out there. Temperatures near freezing this morning. A big change from the past couple of days. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by with what we can expect for the rest of the day. A little rain tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow morning at this time, it's going to be pretty soggy out there and chilly too, but we're not going to see anything frozen. We have seen freezing temperatures this morning, but temperatures are starting to creep up a little bit now that the sun's been up for a few hours. We will see increasing clouds this afternoon, and of course, those scattered showers starting around midnight and continuing until around lunchtime tomorrow. A beautiful view in downtown Raleigh, though. This is a look at the legislative building. You can see pretty blue skies and the flags are holding pretty still. It hasn't been terribly windy this morning. It is still 32 with a dew point of 28, so it's fairly dry out there right now. Temperatures will climb into the low 50s this afternoon. Right now, looking at mainly 30s. It's still 28 in Roxborough, but elsewhere, we're looking at mainly mid-30s. It is 39 now in Clinton. It's still 32 in Raleigh and in Southern Pines, as well as Durham, 33 degrees in Rocky Mount. Temperatures for the most part are 5 to 15 degrees colder than this time yesterday, so it's a bit of a big change. 53 this afternoon in Raleigh, 52 in Durham, and 57 for the high in Fayetteville with increasing clouds. We'll see cool temperatures for the next couple of days, especially tomorrow with all the cloud cover that we'll see. The blue area is below normal. The yellow is above normal. We get a nice little bump up in our temperatures for Thursday and Friday, and then we're a little cooler again for the weekend. 32 is our normal low, and tomorrow morning we're looking at 39 degrees. So in the Triangle area and most of our viewing area, we're going to be well above freezing. Roxborough looks like the closest, but it looks like 35 degrees tomorrow morning as the rain is rolling in, and even as it's moving out, temperatures look like they'll stay above freezing all across the viewing area. Thursday, a little cooler at 34, and then Friday, 37. So just, again, typical winter temperatures for us. 53 is our normal high. That's what we'll see this afternoon. But tomorrow's a little bit cooler. And then we get a nice bump up Thursday at 59, and then 63 on Friday. Slightly cooler again over the weekend. We do have the potential for below normal temperatures into the first part of February, that first week there, the 3rd through the 7th. And so we're looking at, you know, nearly normal temperatures as we get into early next week. So Friday will be the warmest day, and it's also Groundhog Day. And if the groundhogs see their shadow, of course, that means 6 more weeks of winter. Certainly looks chilly for next week. We'll see how that goes and continue to watch that forecast for you for Friday.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Tracking vision issues could help determine early onset of Alzheimer's. One study shows 94% of patients diagnosed with posterior cortical atrophy, or PCA, also had Alzheimer's. Symptoms of PCA include failure to recognize people, difficulty reading lines of text, and inability to judge distances. It is the second most common presentation of Alzheimer's following memory loss. PCA presents itself more often in women. Symptoms begin to manifest around the average age of 59.
The CDC is warning doctors nationwide to be on the lookout for measles infections due to a reported uptick in the last month. New numbers show 23 confirmed cases of the virus since December. None have been reported here in North Carolina, but they have been in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and Washington, D.C. Health leaders say the cases are mainly found in children who haven't been vaccinated against it, despite being eligible.
Wake Tech is developing a new program to meet growing demand. The school will soon offer an agricultural biotech certification. It'll be a 5-course program that includes hands-on techniques in state-of-the-art lab settings. Wake Tech received a federal grant to help develop the program. The first classes will be offered this fall.
Some of the foods you eat every day may be tied to prison labor. A 2-year investigation from the Associated Press traced hundreds of millions of dollars worth of crops and meats back to the hands of incarcerated Americans. Prisoners are working in fields, cattle farms, and more, and the report found the meat and produce they harvested were later used to make things like Frosted Flakes, ballpark hot dogs, gold medal flour, Coca-Cola, and hamburgers. Most prisoners are paid pennies, if anything, and it's all legal.
The 13th Amendment prohibits slavery and involuntary servitude, except that there is a provision that allows for incarcerated people to be forced to work.
Some supporters say prison labor saves taxpayers money while giving inmates a chance to improve their lives behind bars. Critics are calling for inmates to be treated fairly and more humanely and say work should be voluntary.
Valentine's Day may come with a very expensive price tag this year. The National Retail Federation projects Valentine's Day spending will hit a new record of $14.2 billion this year. The organization says consumers are getting used to spending more for the holiday while also limiting their shopping for non-relationships. The most money will be spent on jewelry, flowers, and clothing for special dates.
Dunkin' Donuts is being sued for $5 million. A class action lawsuit was filed by a group of lactose intolerant customers who say the coffee and donut chain overcharged them for non-dairy alternatives. Customers say they were charged an additional $2.25 for drinks to be made with milk alternatives like soy or almond milk. The lawsuit claims lactose intolerance is a disability and charging for accommodating people with the disorder is a violation of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Starbucks is announcing new drinks that bring the taste of Italy to your favorite blend of coffee. Starting today, Starbucks is offering olive oil-infused drinks. Now, they're called Oleato, debuted in some Italian stores last February, and then popped up in a few California locations last spring. The olive oil-infused line includes Oleato Cafe Latte with oat milk and the new Oleato Golden Foam Iced Shaken Espresso with toffee nut. Coffee chain's former CEO developed the line after a trip to Sicily where he noticed people there drinking olive oil daily.
Okay, but I think this needs to come with a warning because didn't they have it in California and then they took it away because it was making people sick?
Yes, and it comes with a no to me.
Yeah, no for me that. Either. No,
well, just all those names. It sounds just like Starbucks to come up with all these fancy names.
Sure.
Can figure out.
Yeah, then, yeah. But keep the olive oil separate and the coffee separate. I just cook with the olive oil, you know, and drink the coffee plain.
Yeah.
I don't know. Not for me or you.
Yeah. Legendary R&B music icon Charlie Wilson got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame Monday. Snoop Dogg joined him at the ceremony in Hollywood yesterday to celebrate that honor. The two collaborated on the animal, The Dog Father. 70-year-old is the former lead vocalist of the Gap Band that also featured his two brothers. He's been nominated for 13 Grammy Awards and received the Soul Train Icon Award in 2009.
In today's entertainment news, we're getting a look at the first trailer for the latest Ghostbusters installment, and there's a new museum inspired by Stephen King's The Shining. Here's David Daniel with the Hollywood Minute.
We might be looking at a second Ice Age.
We're gonna need all the help we can get.
Let's get to work.
Can I be of any help? Melnitz in uniform.
Yeah.
The original Busters are back to help the new generation battle supernatural evil in the latest trailer for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. The mystery comedy adventure crosses generations, but don't cross the streams when it debuts in theaters March 22nd.
They really want to go and live in that hotel for the winter.
Sure I do. It'll be lots of fun.
If your idea of fun includes horror films like The Shining, head to Estes Park, Colorado. The horror studio Blumhouse is launching what it calls a mini Academy Museum dedicated to horror at the Stanley Hotel. Stephen King spent a night at the hotel before writing The Shining and has cited it as an inspiration for his iconic novel. So take a vacation. Remember, all work and no play. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
All right, ESPN's College Game Day basketball pregame show is coming to Chapel Hill. They'll be live from the Dean Smith Center on Saturday. That'll happen ahead of the first Battle of the Blues of this season. The hour-long show will be live starting at 11 a.m. Lines can start forming at 7:30 on Saturday morning when the Smith Center doors open at 8:30. The UNC clear bag policy will be in effect for the game. We all know the game day tradition of bringing signs to trash talk your opponents. Fans are encouraged to bring signs, but signs with religious or political reference, promotional references, or hashtags and profanity. Just don't do it. It's not allowed. And UNC is looking for redemption after Duke won both games last year. WREL will have team coverage of Saturday's game and all the fanfare. You can look for live reports from Chapel Hill and Duke.
Winning lottery numbers on your screen. We'll get another check on weather and traffic coming up next.